Turning our attention now to college, maybe going back to college, maybe starting college, selecting a major. How do you do that? And what about a liberal education? Those are some of the issues we're going to take up today with Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the University of Wisconsin, Baraboo Sauk County Campus. As we talk, as Tom and I talk, I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments about a liberal education or about starting, maybe questions about where to go, how do you select a major, the number to call, maybe for your child, 1-800-642-1234, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Tom Plager, welcome back.
Great to be back, Larry. Always enjoy talking with you, whether it's about archaeology or, in this case, higher education, both two areas that I'm very passionate about. So excited to talk with you again and your listeners.
Close to your heart. Well, let's take a look at some of the things that parents, to begin with here, what factors should parents and students consider when selecting a college? I've had lots of parents have talked to me about arguments and, let's say, discussions and angst over which college to go to.
Well, that's a great question. It's one that I deal with quite a bit as a college dean and as a professor over the years of asking parents of people who know me and also dealing with folks that are considering our campus. And I think what's important is to look for a fit where a student can become engaged. And for some students, that may mean a very large university. For others, depending upon where they're coming from, it may mean a small environment. But what's important to ask are questions of what are the size of the classes, what's the ratio of faculty and staff to numbers of students. Are there opportunities for my son or daughter or the student to engage faculty and staff outside of the classroom and other students? And so those are very important things. Sometimes I see parents selecting college similar to the way I think some people purchase art, that if it's exotic and expensive, that must be the best. But these other questions that are important for the success of the student are, I think, the most important to think about when considering where to attend college or university.
Do students typically, in your experience, and I've had a lot of experience with this too, but do students generally have a pretty good idea about what they want to do when they begin, or do things change?
Well, things do change. I think across many universities, the most popular major is undeclared. Students come in not knowing what they want to do, and that's why the first 2 years of most four-year degrees include a very broad curriculum to expose students to a lot of different areas. And it's important to realize that many students change majors many times. They come in with an idea of potentially, I want to study this because of maybe the economic earning potential, and then are engaged in some particular course of study where the subject matter is captivating and inspiring, and they move in that direction. And that's perfectly fine. That's something we expect, but it's important to have the resources on a campus to advise a student when making those changes to make certain that they don't disadvantage themselves in any way in terms of completing their courses of study.
Certainly advising is a very key role for a campus. We're looking, I know, at the University of Wisconsin. I happen to be on a campus-wide committee that is looking at how can we improve advising in general for our students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
And I think you'll find that is happening all over the country, and I'm familiar with the efforts happening at UW-Madison and across the UW system. I think we all know as professional educators that students are at their greatest risk coming in as freshmen in terms of success. That's when you really want to make certain that they're connected and they know where to find the resources, that people are accessible, faculty are accessible, and they know what questions to ask so that they can have some real ownership over their education. So I applaud those efforts, and it's great to hear about what's happening at UW-Madison.
What are, in general, do the approximate number of credits for a four-year degree pretty standard across the country and across the state?
Well, it depends on what a standard course is, but I think many four-year degrees today are in the 120, 130 to credit range. It depends on what the average credit is per course and what the major is or the discipline. There's some variation there. But I think what's important to understand and think about that is if on average you're talking 120, 130 credits, usually less than a quarter of the curriculum is in the major. Often half is in a liberal education experience to develop critical thinking and communication skills. Maybe another quarter are housed in the particular college that the discipline is in. And then really a small percentage of the total college experience is in the major. And I can't emphasize the importance of that, because the over half of the college experience is really developing skills that allow you to succeed regardless of what major you're going to pursue, and you need to take those courses very seriously.
You know, I got I have a Facebook page, the Larry Mueller Show, and I announced that we were going to be talking about liberal arts education, and Mary entered or posted that it seems like a liberal arts degree, while valuable in a broad sense, is increasingly less marketable, in her opinion. Perhaps one should consider a more specific undergraduate degree other than a liberal arts degree.
I've heard that and am familiar with, we hear about folks that don't find immediate employment in a major, but I think my experience has been talking with employers that many value a liberal education and value the skills that are developed. What they want is someone who can communicate with people, have sound analytical skills, process and interpret information, work with a wide variety of people, understand math and science, and that if they have an employee that can demonstrate their capability in those areas, that they can be trained or learn on the job what specific training skills they need to fit within a particular organization. And I hear that quite a bit, even from areas employers that you would think would be more interested in technical majors often talk about the liberal arts skills, the liberal education skills, as being the most valuable for their employees. I think one of the problems we have is marketing and making certain that employers know we're talking about the same thing. They will often not use the term liberal arts skills. They'll talk about communication and analytical skills, but they won't use it, the term liberal arts or liberal education, because I think for many people that's kind of a vague, squishy term in terms of what that means.
Well, I know even as you look at medical schools, at least here, have the medical school here has taken a much broader look over the years and a much more positive look toward people who have that sort of liberal arts background.
I've heard that as well in health fields from employers that talk about the differences in nursing between a two-year nursing degree that's primarily technical and a nursing degree that's 4 years that includes a broad liberal education experience attached to the formal nursing curriculum, and have heard from employers that seem to feel that they feel they get an outstanding end product with someone who has gone through that liberal arts experience that adds some greater depth to the profession.
Let's turn to Sophia in Milwaukee. Thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Hi, Dean Brigger. I know you from Marinette. I would like to talk about the two-year campuses versus the 4 years. I don't think our kids are well informed in high school throughout the state that the two-year campuses offer to them professor contact, no TAs, and it's small, it's in the community, they can still develop their own personality and academically also, and everything is transferable. So when they go to a 50,000 student campuses, they can succeed. And I don't think high schools are doing good job, or even the two-year the colleges are not doing a good job in marketing themselves to the high schools. Do that to increase enrollment at the same time to mature and save money for the family and have this one-on-one attention from the professors. We have very highly qualified professors in two-year colleges, and I don't think we did a good job in that.
Well, I appreciate your comments and would agree, obviously, being on one of the two-year liberal arts UW campuses. Wisconsin is a very unique state. My understanding is there are only two or three states in the country that have public liberal arts two-year campuses that are part of their state university system. And I would agree that many folks, many citizens in Wisconsin, don't realize that you can start virtually any major on one of our campuses, and that we're part of the UW system. We don't offer any vocational or technical training. We all, virtually all of our students that step foot on the 13 two-year liberal arts public UW campuses are expecting or inspiring to earn a four-year degree or higher. So I would agree with that. It's a great start. We serve about 14,000-15,000 students in Wisconsin this year, and for many students starting in this small environment, it's a great opportunity.
And I believe, and it is true that it's less expensive, especially if you're in an area where you can be at home or close to home and save quite a bit of money in the process.
Well, it is. And then also the other important factor that was mentioned by your caller is the success rate. Recently was looking at University of Wisconsin system data about the success rate of completing degrees and students that come out of the two-year public liberal arts UW campuses have about a 70% completion rate over 6 years of earning a baccalaureate degree in terms of a transfer student. That is the highest success rate of any transfer students that the system receives. So
that's a good thing. And we'll talk about more with our guest. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Taking a look today at starting college, selecting a major, and the importance of a liberal education. Larry Mueller here, my guest. Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in as well. And if you have a question or maybe a comment about liberal education or about college, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's turn to Emily in La Crosse next, who's been waiting.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Dean Plager. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say I actually went to UW-Baraboo Sauk County 2 years ago now after having attended a larger private university in Madison and two tech schools in the state here. And by far the best opportunity that I got was at UW-Baraboo Sauk County. It was amazing there. People went out of their way to be helpful, and the transfer that I made to the four-year university at UW-La Crosse was, I had tons of help from UW-Baraboo and La Crosse, which was very interested in helping me as a student who is already within the UW system. And also, just the attention, the help that I needed to be able to really sink my teeth into college. I mean, I went to three other colleges before I got to Baraboo, and I was really struggling. And at UW-Baraboo, in the two-year system, I finally found what I needed as a student to be able to actually work on my degree. So I wanted to call and say thank you, and that I think that, I mean, I've encouraged 5 or 6 of my friends in Baraboo to go and start school, and they have
because
of what a great opportunity I got there. So I wanted to call and say thank you and to encourage more people to really find out more and get engaged in the two-year system.
Well, I appreciate your call, and it's great to hear a success story and that the education you received here served you well, particularly at UW-La Crosse. Another institution that I'm very passionate about is an alma mater, is my alma mater. But the story you tell, I think, echoes the comments that I made earlier about the importance of interaction and having faculty and support staff there to engage students, and that they're accessible. And it sounds like, I'm very pleased to hear you had that kind of experience with us. That's something that we try to promote. But those types of questions are what students should ask when visiting a campus, regardless whether it's in private or public, of what kind of support is there and what are the size of the classes, and will you help me move in the direction that I want to go. So, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I'm sure all the faculty appreciate the call as well.
You sure they do. Thanks, Emily. Appreciate the call. Jean in Salem, Wisconsin. Let's go to you next. Hi, Jean. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. I guess I just need a little reassurance and a little hope for all us parents who are sending our kids through school. My son did start at the Parkside campus nearby, commuted to school. It saved us a lot of money. If he had stayed there the whole 4 years, we'd be in good shape. But halfway through, he decided to go to a private school in political science. He's pretty much done and hasn't found a job, and we're way in debt now, and the second son has started Parkside, and he hasn't declared a major, and we're just wondering, I'm wondering, what is the value, and where do we go with this? And
with a liberal arts education.
Yeah, well, I have an undergraduate degree in political science, and it was an excellent field of study. I enjoyed it. My minor is in anthropology, but the first job I earned or started out of college was a minimal paying job. I decided that I wanted to pursue graduate school. Political science majors have quite a few options available to them in terms of graduate school, and also a fairly common trajectory is law school as well. But I've also heard from employers, particularly in the public sector, that are very interested in political science graduates and their ability to process information. So I think there are some options available that your son needs to investigate. And I there's a tough economy, and I realize that there are graduates sometimes are taking longer to find employment. But it's